I heard Africa calling me at a very young age. After a series of steps leading up to it, I had the good fortune to meet Dr. Louis Leakey, the noted anthropologist and paleontologist, who trusted me enough to arrange for me to start my observations of the chimpanzees in the Gombe forest of Tanzania. Thus began my scientific journey, which also led to my very spiritual journey. It would be a year of patient waiting in the magnificent solitude of the forest before I could approach most of the chimpanzees closer than 100 yards. Eventually, my patience did pay off when, through my binoculars, I could see a single chimpanzee. I called him David Greybeard, sitting on a termite mound, pushing a grass stem into a hole and then picking something off of it with his mouth. I had been told that if only I could observe a chimpanzee using a tool, then the whole study would be well worth it. Voila! This was the discovery of the crude beginning of tool making. It was a time of exhilarating discovery about the denizens of the forest. The gleeful monkeys, the baboons with their fruits, the birds, the lizards, the insects, the butterflies, and the moths. The longer I spent on my own, the more I became one with this magic forest and the world that was now my home. Inanimate objects developed their own identity, and like my favorite saint, Francis of Assisi, I named each of them and greeted them as my friends. The time I spent in the forest watching and following and simply being with the chimpanzees provided not only scientific data, but also gave me a peace that reached into the inner core of my being. The huge, gnarled, ancient trees, the little streams rushing towards the lake, the insects, the birds, and all unchanged in form from the days of Jesus of Nazareth. As Teilhard de Chardin said, there's something afoot in the universe, something that looks like gestation and birth. Lost in awe at the beauty around me, I must have slipped into a state of heightened awareness. Even the mystics are unable to describe their brief flashes of spiritual ecstasy. It seemed to me, as I struggled afterwards to recall the experience, that self was utterly absent. I and the chimpanzees and the earth and the trees and air seemed to merge, to become one with the spirit power of life itself. As time went on, I spent varying times away from Gombe, and leaving the forest was always a painful wrench. Instead of the soft rustling of the leaves, the gently swaying waves on the beach, the singing of the birds and the crickets, My ears were assailed by the sounds of autos and horns and loud music, strident voices, miles of asphalt, bright lights, and uncivilized chaos. It was in these times, away from my beautiful, tranquil Gombe, and plunged into the developed world, that I found it harder to sense the presence of God. Back then, I had not learned how to keep the peace of the forest within.
Stay silent or to applaud after that. It's so wonderful to have such a wonderful reflection. And in coming from Blessed Jane Goodall, I think we all understand that we don't have to wait for the Vatican to discern who our saints are among us. There's a ring of authenticity to that that I think we all understand. And thank you, Gail, for your wonderful musical stewardship, and even Jim Jones for ringing